It's a big step, a huge one in fact, to believe in Jesus, to decide once and for all that he is who he says he is, that he came to save you, that he came to give you a new life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And if you've taken that step, then something very special has happened, something that's all too easy to miss amidst the cut and thrust of daily life. Here it is, John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But some people did accept him. They believed in him, and he gave them the right to become children of God. They became God's children, but not in the way babies are usually born. It wasn't because of any human desire or plan. They were born from God himself. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, everyone must be born again to enter God's kingdom. When you accept Jesus, believe in him, trust wholly in what he did for you on that cross, taking the punishment for your misdeeds that you deserve, so that you could be forgiven by God, then you're born again. Not in a human sense, but from God himself. Just stop and think about that. You've become a child of the living God, at which point it's time to stop leading an ordinary life. It's time, in fact, to remember whose son or daughter you truly are and refuse to live an ordinary life, because God means to do mighty things in you and through you. You, his child. The moment you believe in Jesus, he gave you the right to become a child of God. So never forget whose son or daughter you truly are. That's his word, Fresh, for you today. And that's something worth being reminded of every day, because God means for you as his child to live an extraordinary life. And that's why I'd love to send you your Fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.